of the freedom. I didn't enjoy it. It was not something I wanted to do, but it was something that he would threaten me with, and I was afraid of it.
How would he threaten you?
Well, he'd just say things like, well, I'll take the children away from you, or, you know, you'll never, you know. That was his most threat, was that he would take my boys away.
If you didn't sleep with him?
If I didn't do what he wanted me to do, you know, if I didn't
be away.
Right. But it was, you know, he had a girlfriend anyway, so it really, he didn't really bother me that much, because he had his own girlfriend.
So it's really hard to figure out the kind of relationship you had with him. Did you like him? Did you?
Well, when I first met him, yes. But then as the time went on, I got to the point that, hey, you go with your girlfriend, I'll go my way, you go your way, and that's the way it ended. And then he left and went to California, and that's where and I got a divorce. But that's the way it ended. I mean, that's the way it got to the point where, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to be with the girls. I don't want to be with you. I don't want to be bringing girls home anymore. I want to be with them. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you to interfere. And he had a girlfriend, so that's the way it was. He went his way and I went my way.
When was that?
In the 50s. Early 50s.
So did the children stay with you when they were? Mm-hmm.
Well, the children, in the beginning, they stayed with their grandmother, his mother. Mm-hmm. And then at that particular time, the one boy was staying with the grandmother and the other boy was staying with me. Only because he was older. But the grandmother is where they were brought up, by the grandmother, until they got of age, and then they did what they wanted, you know.
So was that hard on you?
Yes, but that was better in a way, because, and yet, we lived right next door to each other. So
it
wasn't that bad, because she had two homes, and I lived in one with my mother died when in 48. Mm-hmm. When she was only 45 years old. Mm-hmm. So I had six brothers and sisters, and my father, and we all moved into this house that my husband's mother owned.
Oh.
And we lived there, and she lived right next door, and she had my children there. But in the 40s, my husband was in the service, so I lived with her in that house. Her, my son, she had a son, and she had a boy that was in her 50s, I guess, or something. Mm-hmm. And so he was there, I lived there, and my son lived there. So the four of us lived together while her son, she had four sons in the service. So I lived there with her.
Did you get along okay with her?
Oh, yes, really well.
Did she have any idea that there were girls coming around?
Because I lived upstairs. Well, I fixed two rooms upstairs, one into like a parlor and one into a bedroom. Mm-hmm. And if I had company or anything, we would go upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she never said anything. She never, you know. I lived there.
And so then, when you and your husband separated, you moved next door.
No, when my husband and I separated, they had bought two rooming houses up further on Oak Street.
Mm-hmm.
Now Roswell's taken all that.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, there was two rooming houses. His girlfriend was running an apartment building. the rooming house. We lived in the apartment building, and this is going into the 50s now.
Oh, okay, right. So maybe we should wait until... Well, go ahead, we might as well.
You know, it depends on what you want me to talk about. But that's, you know, he had his girlfriend. He got out of the service. He had his girlfriend. We lived with We lived in an apartment above, in the back apartment. This woman had four apartments in the front building and four apartments in the back building. So when he got out of the service, which was still in the 40s, because my mother was still alive.
Uh-huh.
I had an apartment upstairs in the back, and I was still going to Ralph Martin's and those places, and I still had girlfriends at that time, even when my mother was still alive. Uh-huh. But yet I had a son born in 1950.
So that was your second son.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had. And then when my mother died, we moved, because the neighborhood was getting rough, and his mother had this house, and we rented the house, my father and the kids. We all lived there then.
This is the one on Pine?
No, the one on Pine Street is where my mother died.
Okay.
I was living then. Right.
Then you moved to Oak.
Then I moved to Oak Street.
And then you moved to?
Upper Oak Street. Further up Oak Street. And that is where, you know, my husband had his girlfriend. yeah, right in the same building. It was one of those, you know, you go your way out the way type things. And his girlfriend was a friend of mine. I mean, I knew her, you know. In fact, she was my beautician. And I often wonder, gee, she could have made me look terrible if she wanted to.
You were probably quite beautiful then. You know, they have one picture of you back then in the 40s.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. The one I got is I'm drunk. I was sitting at the kitchen table and that was in the 40s. Because that was not long after my mother died. Because we had just moved up into that home there. And there's a picture, I think it's Charlie, my husband was there. And my sister, I think one of my sisters was in the picture. It's at the kitchen table and I had been drinking. Because I was drinking quite a bit in that. In 48, 49, in that period, I drank quite a bit.
So can you think of anything we didn't ask you about the 40s and Ralph Martin's and all of that?
No, I don't think so.
Can you think of anything
I could tell you?
I just had one pickup question from way back at the beginning, and that is Kleinhans Corner. Would women pay other women to sleep with them?
No.
And they would pick them up?
I don't think so.
So you didn't really know many incidences where women would pay women?
It was mostly men.
But people would...
It was a three-way deal. People, you know, married people would come for a three-way deal and that type of thing. That was mostly what was picked up there. Uh-huh. You know, things like that. And even in Ralph Martin's it happened too.
Sure.
You know, the couples would come in and it happened right on into the 50s and up. I mean, it was something that, you know, I don't know how, it was funny because I never did that. I mean, they never approached me because I wasn't the type they wanted. Uh-huh. They wanted the butch type. They didn't want the femme type. Because the wife would be the femme type anyway.
Oh,
see, so they would be looking for the butch type, so I never was bothered.
Oh, that's interesting.
And they only wanted the butch type to go home with them. Some of it they...
And those were women that would get paid. The butchers would get paid for doing that.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, my husband would pick up somebody and bring them home with him. Mm-hmm.
A man?
A woman. Never a man. Yes. He always said, I don't care what you do with women, but don't do anything with men. That was always what he would say.
Oh, he would pick up a woman to come home and have sex. The three of you. Mm-hmm. The three of you would have sex. Mm-hmm. I see. And it would be a butch woman.
Yes.
And you would be at home. You wouldn't be part of the picking up procedure.
No.
He would do the work.
No, he would usually be the picking up. But once in a while I did too.
Did you like the woman you brought home?
Not especially. But it was just something, you know, I mean, I don't know. I was very passive, maybe. I mean, I just didn't care.
Something to do on a Saturday night.
Yes, I just didn't care, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had no feeling either way. I mean, it didn't make any difference to me. Mm-hmm. Unless, you know, but there were, you know, he stood in my way quite a bit until the 50s. Then I started to decide I didn't like his ideas anymore. I didn't like what he was doing. I didn't like his lifestyle. You know, I just didn't. I wanted to do my own thing. I wanted to live my own life. Even though I told him I would never leave him, he would have to leave. And finally he left.
Mm-hmm. So he wanted things that were more, it sounds like, he wanted things that were more kind of passing, one-night stands, stuff like that, sort of fast life. Mm-hmm. And you wanted something more
permanent, more solid, more that I could depend on a little bit, you know? More secure.
Right.
I wanted more security, and I got no security with him.
Although he didn't really go anywhere.
No, I mean, I mean security. And I don't know, he had his girlfriend and he had, his way of life was not my way. I didn't want to be running around in all these places that he wanted to go. He was the kind of person that had money, and but if he had money, he spent it. And he liked to go out every night, he liked to drink every night, he liked this, and I really didn't care for that type of life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I worked, I've always worked, and, you never knew whether you were going to have anything to eat. He'd have money, then he wouldn't have money. You couldn't depend on him for eating. You couldn't depend on him for anything.
What kind of work did he do?
He never worked.
Oh, how did he get money?
on women.
Oh.
He made his money on women. Mm-hmm. He was a good talker. And sometimes, like I said, and he had a dance studio, and he worked for Arthur Murray, and he'd meet women there.
A charmer.
Yes.
A very charming man.
Yeah. That's the way he made his money. He got into trouble sometimes, and I remember one time he said he wanted me to sign something. I said, no way, I ain't signing nothing. You know, after a while, you know, in the beginning, you know, you're wondering, you're thinking, gee, I don't know. And then his girlfriend, he could get to do these things, but he finally couldn't, he couldn't get me to do the things he wanted me to do, so he gave up. And I says, hey, you know, you're going to leave, I'm not going to leave. Because he'd say, well, if you don't like it, why don't you leave? No, I would not leave, because if I left, then he would get me on desertion with his kids.
Oh, right.
And yeah, forget it, you know, I ain't leaving. So, like I said, he had his girlfriend upstairs, and I lived downstairs. And it was an apartment building, so there was other apartments too, but she had the upstairs back apartment, I had the downstairs apartment, because I think I had two sisters and a brother still living with me. And my son, because he was older now and he was living with me.
And what kind of work did you do?
I worked all over. So I did all kinds of work. I worked in stores, department stores. I worked as a waitress. I worked at the Genesee Hotel, at the desk clerk, and so I did quite a few things.
And you worked at Curtis during the war.
I worked at Curtis. I worked at Bell Aircraft.
Yeah. Assembly line.
Mm-hmm. And I always worked.
Were there a lot of lesbians that worked at Curtis and Bell there?
Oh, well, you know, I didn't know it at the time, but yes. Now that I think back, there were. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, like the riveters.
Because a lot of women in those clothes look sort of masculine. Do they feel really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I never really could say for sure, because I never had anything to do with any of the people I worked with. I'm not the kind of person that goes out and mixes too much with who I work with. I never have. I mean, I would work, you know, and go home. I would be friends with them at work, but I very seldom seen any of them outside of work.
Yeah.
And I worked, you know, a lot of different places. If I didn't like a job, I'd quit. Just walk out and never go back, you know, things like that. But in the Genesee Hotel, I worked there. I worked as a desk clerk plus, you know, I worked at, I did quite a bit of things. I worked in the cleaners, Frank's dry cleaning laundry, which was men cadet cleaners, which is still open. I think there is still some cadet cleaners around, but Frank's went out of business.
Right, I remember that.
So I worked there for quite a while because I like that, because I never was in one. I didn't stay in one store. I would float, and I like that because then I work in different neighborhoods and, you know, with different people. I like that.
So then you kept going to the boys, and you went to Pat's and Dubin's and the carousel.
Did you go to the carousel when it was on Chippewa?
Mm-hmm.
The first carousel?
Yeah. What was that like?
The one on Chippewa?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was it mixed men and women? Or did it have more women?
It had more women.
More women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So did you like that the first time you went?
Did you know the owner?
Of the carousel? No, but I knew the barmaid. I think it was the carousel. It was the other place. It's another place that was almost like the carousel. It was in Chippewa and Washington, or Allenport. Trying to think of, there was another one that Beth was talking about the other day, and I kind of got him confused. She mentioned two of them. Dubin's.
And what became the Mardi Gras, Pat's or Dubin's?
That's what I'm trying to remember. She was talking about the Mardi Gras.
I think Pat's became
Mardi Gras. The carousel. The other one.
The carousel stayed in the carousel, but moved.
Yeah, that could be. Yes, it was on Ellicott's one. I remember. Yeah. I remember it on Chippewa.
You don't. That was the first location.
No.
Smaller.
No.
Okay.
This was on.
Right, but later in the 50s, it moved to where McClellan's veterinary hospital, right next door to the vet.
Yeah, it moved on Ellicott. That's when I remembered. And I knew, didn't know the owner, but I knew the barmaid.
Uh-huh. So you went down the path, and that's where you met off in Dugan's.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So
it was Bingo's.
Right, and Bingo's. Did you go to Bingo's?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I went to all the places then.
Uh-huh. And you liked going out?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you like going out?
I don't know. And then there used to be another place that was called Carlton Hotel, which was on Ellicott, or no, it was on, let's see, it was Franklin. I think it was on Franklin.
Franklin. Somebody else has mentioned that.
That I like that. Yeah. You could go that walk downstairs, was in the cellar. Like.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember?
I don't remember when it was called the Carlton, but years later.
Oh.
It was called something else, and they had couches down
yes.
there. What's the place that's next door to Lachlan's right now?
I have no idea.
Ruth Franklin.
No. Directly next door to Lachlan's is another bar. Mm. And that's what was the downstairs place. After it was the Carlton.
Oh.
It turned into one. Some different owners took it.
Yeah.
And it changed names, but it was still gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then it moved next door to Lachlan's and this became a gay bar.
Oh.
I got involved in that place when I was going to Lachlan's, mm-hmm. which was the late 50s.
So. Oh. Mm-hmm. See, I wasn't in this area in the late 50s.
So when did you leave this area?
Yeah,
see,
when did I leave this area? Well, I've left it a couple of times. So the first time I left it was in the 50s, but I'm trying to remember when I left the area. I went to California, I came back. And I went to Florida for a while. I was in Florida for a while. That was in the 50s, I think, you know. So I really can't remember when I left here for any.
For the first time?
For the first time for a long time, it was in the 65.
When you left for a long time.
And that was gone about 15 years.
Oh my goodness, so you were gone for... But you left for a few years
in between, in
the 50s. Uh-huh.
But I don't remember how long. It was more or less I was traveling. I wasn't really going anywhere special. Mm-hmm. I went to California a couple times. I went to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really go. What was happening in the 50s that I was going to Dugan's and places like that.
Did you have any kind of longer lasting relationships by the early 50s then, when your husband left?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but I never, you know, I had lasting relationships even when he was around, but I never really lived with anyone until the late 50s.
I see.
When he left and went to California.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I got a divorce also.
And that's when you met someone that you finally lived with.
Yes. And that's when we went to Florida and we went to...
Oh, that relationship took you to Florida to live.
And that relationship also took me in 65. By 65 we left and went to Utica area.
That was the same relationship?
So how long were you in that relationship?
I think probably about 10 years, maybe 15. Let's see. It was in the late 50s, I'd say maybe 56 or so. Mm-hmm. To about 66, about 10, maybe 11 years.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And
when we went to Utica, that's when it split off.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
When was it? Yeah, because when I went to Utica, I stayed. Now that's what I'm trying to think. I think that's when it was. Mm-hmm. It was in 65 when I went to Utica. I stayed for 50. She didn't stay. She came back to this area.
Mm-hmm. What was it about this woman or this relationship that you think made it last?
I don't know. I really don't know what made it last, to tell you the truth. There was nothing. When I think about it now, she was very demanding. She was very bossy. And I don't really know why I stayed with her as long as I did. She was one that had girlfriends, two or three girlfriends, and there was an ultimatum. I said, look, I mean, one time I just got, you know, after a while you get the, hey, look, you got a relationship with this one, then you got a relationship with this one, and I'm still around, you know. I mean, I'm still home. I'm still staying home.
And you're the one she lived with.
Right. I'm not running around or anything, but she is. And she's bringing these people to the home, to the beaches, to wherever, you know. And then I'm thinking, and all of a sudden I said to her, I says, you know, three times in Europe. And that was it. When we left and went to Utica, she met a girl. And that was it. I said, that's it. I don't want no more. And that was it. But, you know, she had two, at least two that I know of, that she brought home in this area. And then when we went to Utica, I told her, no more. So she picked up with another one. See, then she'd move out for a while, you know?
And when she would meet a girl,
yeah,
she'd
meet
Buffalo?
Not when she was in Buffalo, but when we got to Utica, she met the girl, this girl, and she sort of moved in with her. And yet she wanted me to be there when she wanted to come back. And I said, this is it. You know, I mean, you know, I don't want no more of this, you know. I've had it. And that's the way it ended. And I'm still friends with her. Oh, yeah. I still talk to her if I happen to see her out anywhere. She calls me on the phone once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But
And after that, did you have any lasting relationships after that?
No, I haven't had one since. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I have a friend that still lives in Utica. It was just a friendship type of thing. It was nothing to do with sex or anything. It was just a friendship. And she's still a very good friend of mine.
So that was
I met there, and she's still there. And I talked to her, and you know.
That was the only really long-term relationship that you had.
Well, from 65, well, I'd say 66, because we went down there in 65. It didn't take her long. And 66, I met, you know, she introduced me to friends, people that she knew there. And then when she got her girlfriend, I met this other girl, which she had introduced me to, and we decided we would live together.
Before.
So, you know, that's, and then, let's see.
As lovers or as friends?
No,
friends.
As friends.
I was friends.
Okay. She's
oh, I see. So the two of you lived together. You and this friend.
Yeah, well, she was living with her girlfriend. I was going out with the other girl.
I see.
And we became friends, and we decided that we would, she lived with her mother.
Uh-huh.
I had a trailer. We bought a piece of property. I took my trailer and moved in on the property, and she moved in with me. Her mother and father were still alive. Then her father died, and then, you know, she moved back with her mother, and I moved the trailer, and finally I sold the trailer and came back to Buffalo.
But was this woman a butch also? One that you lived on the trailer with?
No, she's a friend though.
But
yes,
she's just
she
a friend.
Butch, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was considered the butch type, I would say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that seems quite common, that femmes were not only friends with butches, but could in fact live in platonic relationships with them.
Right.
And then after this friend, have you had any other relationships since then? But have you had some short stay, no relationships or whatever?
No, no loving.
Not at all.
No.
Are you